O'Farrell Street Boarding House, San Francisco, 1881. Annie stood overlooking the crib at the foot of her bed, watching her daughter sleep. Abigail's short reddish-blonde curls looked wilted in the heat. August, as usual, had become sweltering. Long, hot days were unrelieved by fog or rain, and even the ocean breezes from the west had failed to materialize this morning. The creases in Abigail's chubby arms and legs had been pink with the beginning of heat rash after yesterday's naps, so Annie put her daughter down to sleep this morning, wearing only her diaper. Her boarder, Mrs. Esther Stein, would have been scandalized. She felt that a baby who showed any skin was vulnerable to stray infectious diseases, which the good woman still seemed to believe was the result of some sort of miasma that floated in the air, particularly at night. As a result, Esther insisted on closing the windows in the two-room suite she and her husband Herman occupied across the hall when they went to bed. Fortunately, the couple were currently in Portland visiting their oldest son and his family. Annie hoped that by the time they came back to San Francisco next month, the city would have returned to its usual cool days and cooler nights. Taking one final look at her daughter, Annie sighed and walked over to start putting away the clean diapers that sat in a basket by the chest of drawers. She'd really thought that by this time, with Abigail now 3 months old and no longer needing to be nursed every 2 hours, she would have started seeing clients again, giving financial advice, and doing audits for companies. What she hadn't anticipated was the continued fatigue that came from repeatedly being awakened in the night to nurse. And her brain seemed to have shut down permanently. She could do simple tasks like fold laundry. Otherwise, she often found herself sitting in a kind of daze, with time just slipping away. Nate would come home from the law offices and ask her how her day had gone. Apart from being able to describe such monumental events as the first time Abigail had put her foot in her mouth, held her head up when she was on her stomach and rolled over, Annie couldn't think of anything to tell him. At least, there had been a fair amount going on in the boarding house that she could report on, so she didn't feel like a complete dullard. Since Barbara Hewitt, who taught at Girls High, wasn't working during the summer, she often sat with Annie and Abigail when they took the air on the front porch. The kind woman would try to discuss the news of the day with her, or would recount what the talkative Minnie Moffitt had said at lunch. In addition, the three children in the house, Jamie Hewitt, Ian Hennessy, and Emmeline Fournier, would come in and out of Annie and Nate's room to see the baby and tell her about the latest antics of Dandy, the Boston Terrier. Mrs. Stein often invited her over to her parlor in order to dispense bits of wisdom she had gained from her own experiences of motherhood, which was extensive given her 6 children and countless grandchildren. Even Laura, Nate's sister, had more time during the summer break from the university, and she had dinner with Annie when Nate worked late, which happened way too often for Annie's liking. Laura would tell her about the book she had set type for that day and talk about what her beau, Seth Timmons, was learning while clerking in Nate's law offices. And of course, Annie could always bring Abigail down to the kitchen, where she would rock the baby and bask in the gentle flow of gossip among the 3 servants. Somehow, between Kathleen Hennessy's forays out to do the daily marketing, little Tilly's brief exchanges with the delivery boys who came to the back door with eggs, milk, meat, and ice, and Mrs. O'Rourke's weekly chats with the laundress, they kept informed about everything that went on in the homes and businesses within a 10-block radius of the O'Farrell Street boarding house. But a week ago, Annie lost even these mild pleasures.